The turbo lift creaked and moaned as it arrived at Dreadnought 6. "They've definitely been using this car," Phil commented. With a little more creaking, the door slid open. Grappler, at point, stepped out into the corridor, his helmet turning back and forth as he scanned the area.
"Clear. Which way, Commander?"
"The most direct path to D5, of course,"
Drask growled before Fel could answer.
"That is, after all, our chief purpose in being down here."
With an effort, Fel controlled his temper. "We'll get to D5, General," Fel said, with all the patience he could scrape together. "But as long as we're here, it wouldn't hurt to do a little looking around."
"You do not understand," Drask bit out.
Fel looked aft along the corridor, trying to ignore him. In the distance, somewhere beyond this particular dreadnought's fleet tactical room, he could see a glow that seemed stronger than anything permlights could put out. "Looks like the local civilization is back that way," he said, pointing.
"Stormtroopers."
There was a short pause as the stormtroopers turned their sensors in that direction.
"Infrared and gas spectrum analysis readings indicate approximately 30 to 40 humans,"
Grappler reported.
"Picking up voices, too,"
Cloud added.
"The pitch would suggest mostly females and infants."
Fel frowned. "Let's take a look." Drask rumbled again.
"Commander Fel."
"We're going to take a look, General," Fel said shortly. "If you choose to argue with me every third or fourth step, it's going to take a lot longer."
"Very well, Commander," Drask said. "As you wish. You are in command of this unit, after all."
Fel gestured the 501st forward. They headed down the corridor, Grappler in the lead, Cloud and Shadow behind him, Watchman bringing up the rear behind Fel and Drask. The General maintained a stony silence, and possibly because of that, they hadn't gone more than a handful of steps before Fel began to hear the sounds of infant squeals and gurgles and female conversation. A few steps after that, and he was able to see the light he'd noticed spilling gently out into the corridor from a large room he tentatively identified as the Forward Sensor Analysis Complex. "Easy, everyone," he murmured, as Grappler neared the archway leading into the room. "We don't want to scare them. Better let me go first." Fel passed through the middle of the formation. To his annoyance, Drask stayed right at his side.
"General, if you pause to argue, this will take longer," Drask countered. "Let us finish and go to D5.
Sighing to himself, Fel stepped into the archway. Even at first glance, it was clear why Cloud had picked up only female and infant voices. By its furnishings and decor, the room was clearly a large and well-equipped nursery. Perhaps 20 women were visible in the nearer section, sitting on comfortable-looking couches and chairs, some of them clearly pregnant, the rest just as clearly monitoring the activities of a herd of infants, crawlers, and toddlers. The attack came as a stuttering burst of full-auto blaster fire from somewhere farther aft. A screaming volley of red bolts sizzling and spattering across the stormtrooper's armor. Instinctively, Fel ducked down, grabbing for Drask's arm, only to find that the general's combat reflexes were better honed than Fel's, and had already put him flat on the deck. The stormtrooper's reactions were just as quick. Watchman shouted something Fel didn't catch, and suddenly, a set of green blaster bolts was scorching the air in the other direction.
"Cease fire!"
Fel shouted over the din.
"Stormtroopers, cease fire!"
"No!" Drask barked. "Lay down protective fire and retreat to the fleet tactical room. Fel, come."
Before Fel could even form a protest, Drask had the two of them back on their feet, rapidly retreating behind the stormtroopers' moving defensive screen. They reached the fleet tactical room, and with a quick look inside, Drask shoved Fel through the doorway and jumped in after him. A second later, with one final burst of covering fire, the four stormtroopers were inside as well.
"Report," Fel ordered. "Injuries?"
"No armor damage,"
Watchman reported.
"Those bolts were weaker than standard."
"Comes of using the same Tibana gas reserves for 50 years, I guess," Fel said. "All right, I guess that's that. Let's see if we can get back to the turbo lift without getting ourselves blasted."
"No," Drask said. "We go back."
Fell felt his jaw drop a couple of centimeters. What are you talking about?
Those warriors are protecting something. I wish to learn what it is.
Fell took a deep breath, his opinion of Drask's soldiering skills dropping a few notches. They were protecting that nursery, he said. Women and children, remember?
No, Drask said. If that had been their purpose, they would have been positioned between the turbo lift and that room.
Maybe there aren't any good defensive positions this far forward.
We passed at least three of them, Drask countered. I am a ground soldier, Commander. Such things are my business.
He's right, Commander,
Watchman put in.
Actually, for that matter, the position they were firing from wasn't very secure. Best guess is that they were on their way forward from somewhere else when they ran into us.
Fell stepped to the doorway and hooked a cautious eye around it. Beyond the open nursery door, he could see two figures jump-stopping toward them along the corridor.
In fact, I would suspect they are right now taking advantage of the lull to move to better positions closer to us, Drask said from behind him.
They're coming, all right, Fell confirmed, his estimation of Drask reluctantly returning to its previous level.
Then let us move quickly, Drask urged.
I thought launching attacks in general was unacceptable to the Chiss, Fell muttered under his breath as he gestured the stormtroopers forward.
They fired first, Drask reminded him coolly. They are now fair game. Do we go?
Fell clenched his teeth.
We go, he confirmed.
Watchman, clear out those snipers. Try to do it without killing them.
Copy, Commander,
the stormtrooper said promptly.
Grappler, Shadow, Cloud, overrun pattern 3. Go.
Grappler touched his fingers to his helmet in acknowledgement and swung halfway out into the corridor, dropping onto one knee and opening up with his blast deck on full auto. The other two stormtroopers gave the pattern half a second to settle in, then ducked out into the corridor and charged out toward the waiting enemy, Shadow adding his own blaster fire to the barrage. Fell held his breath. 5 seconds later came the distinctive sputtering sizzle of a stun blast, and the firing abruptly ceased.
All clear,
Grappler announced. Silently, Fell let out the breath he'd been holding.
Let's go, General.
The two gunners were sprawled on the floor as he and the others reached the spot. Shadow was kneeling beside them, checking for the heart palpitations that sometimes occurred with stun blasts, while Cloud stood guard with his blast tech pointed aft down the corridor.
They'll be all right,
Shadow reported as he stood up.
Cloud?
I'm not picking up anyone else nearby. There's a lot of the same sort of structural damage back there that we ran into on D4, though, and that could be masking them.
Not to mention providing them with lots of choices for an ambush position, Fell said.
Yes, sir.
Watchman agreed.
Shall we go clean it out?
We'll go together, Fell told Watchman.
Yes, sir. Stormtroopers, escort formation. Move out.